Welcome back to it. This is Smile 90.4 FM. As always on a Tuesday, we are chatting to Tienus Jansen van Rensburg. He is from Bandwidth Blog. And today it is Tech Talk with Tienus. Tienus, we're talking about something that I've sort of been dancing around in our past couple of chats. AI ethics. You told me something a bit concerning about a company that is dealing with AI.
That's right. I think these conversations have come up over the last several years as AI has become more ubiquitous. It's used in much more of our kind of daily routines and how we go to work, how we create things. That conversation has blown up over the last couple of years. And the reason AI ethics is important, I think, is because at the end of the day, it's still humans training these AI. Mm. I wrote a piece several years ago that's kind of went viral on the premise that AI should be at some level, not regulated necessarily, but we need to have a conversation about what is and isn't morally or ethically plausible or even acceptable.
Agreed.
When it comes to these things. Because yeah. Obviously people have concerns about AI, you know, machines taking over the world. That's a whole other thing. But more, how do we use AI? In the same way as how do we use our banking system or cryptocurrency or whatever the case might be, in that the ethics of AI is always comes back to the humans that train these AI, because it can be biased, it can be trained on very specific data, it can have subpopulation problems. There's a lot of things that go into this. And the reason it's come up now again is because OpenAI, obviously the massive company now, creators of ChatGPT and all these other amazing tools, have sent out NDAs, so non-disclosure agreements, to their employees recently that are very, very restrictive and seem a little bit antithetical to what the company was actually founded on. And that's the reason why Elon Musk left the company years ago. He was a co-founder of OpenAI, and he left because he felt like these guys were not, they were going to just care about making money. And we can kind of see that now, because OpenAI have asked their employees to sign these non-disclosure agreements that says that they are not allowed to speak out about potential harms of the company's technology. That seems a little bit restrictive, right? And so some employees that decided not to sign that NDA have come out and whistleblown to the SEC in America. And it's become a hot topic again, because the question is, if you can't speak out about something that you feel is, well, in this case, it's not illegal yet, right? Because AI isn't regulated.
But morally wrong.
And one day, surely there's going to be some regulations around that, just the way that data is regulated now.
Sure.
It brings up a lot of questions about, you know, how we should be using artificial intelligence and when it's not okay to use it in a certain way. And it's just a very interesting topic that people haven't spoken about a lot in the last couple of years, as we all just take to this hype of AI. But it's becoming more and more important, because, for example, AI that creates images, all of those images are trained essentially off of actual images that are out there. So photographers, that's their work. Mm. Artists, that's their work. Mm. And yes, you create something new through the AI, but it was trained on other people's work.
Yes.
So these are the kind of conversations that are becoming more and more pertinent now. So in many ways, the technology is there to democratize these kind of industries, right? I mean, I'm not an artist. I cannot create a beautiful image, but I've created some amazing images using AI technology that I've used in other parts of my life.
Sure.
And that has allowed me to explore a side of my creative being that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. And the same for people that don't know how to write properly, they can use these technologies. And then for big companies, obviously, it makes a lot of sense to use these technologies. But the question is, how far do we go before we say, okay, wait, are we imposing on our other rights in terms of creative freedom, in terms of intellectual property? And as in the case of these OpenAI employees, are there biases being built into these models that could be harmful over the long run? I think it's a very interesting and important question.
I completely agree. Anything that stops Arnold Schwarzenegger from showing up at any of our doors talking about Cyberdyne. that's always been my worry. But we'll chat more along these lines as we continue with Tech Talks. If you want to find out more about it, you can check out Bandwidth Blog. They'll go into it in more depth. We'll chat to Tienus next week.